Artists often toil in obscurity, even when their work is right in front of us. David Monroe created public commercial art in Wichita for more than 40 years. Patience Biggs explained to Torrin Anderson why she's curating and hosting an exhibit of Monroe's art a year after his death.
He's my stepfather. We have been in each other's lives for the past 20 years. Once I kind of secured art as my career, it brought us really close. It's something we'd always had in common.
That's Patience Biggs, a tattoo artist with a shop in Derby. Biggs is hosting a posthumous art exhibit for David Monroe.
It's a lot of sketches. It's a lot of doodly type things, but David was such a commercial artist at the end of his life that what people were seeing were really like shiny illustrator, vector type graphic designs.
The exhibit will be a look into the less commercialized artwork of Monroe. But that doesn't mean some of these works didn't become recognized and published, like his sketches of cars.
So this is like hand-drawn, hand-painted. You can see the pencil marks underneath the pen marks, stuff like that. A lot of the vehicles he drew were concepts. Some of these he actually built. This is a Nova that he built and actually had featured in the Nova Times.
What suited Monroe best for a career in the commercial art world was his focus.
He loved super tedious, super detailed projects. I think this is from high school, but this is the mantle of his childhood home, and it's made of limestone, and so he's drawing every single stone. And, you know, we have like drawings of buildings where he's not missing a single window. It was clearly his calling to design, you know, exhibits and displays and stuff.
Much of the work is humorous, too.
I think it's officially called fast food. It's a hot dog, fries, hamburger, and a McDonald's, maybe like a soda, and they all have wheels and motors, and they're going fast, and it's fast food, and it's funny. It's like simple, but maybe an assignment, too, where it's like a play on words or something.
Deciphering when an artist created their work can be a challenge, especially when so few are familiar with his personal work.
Honestly, so I've been able to kind of tell the age of things by his signature, because his signature progresses and gets, like, cooler with time. So with the way that it looks here, I would say this is maybe middle school or high school.
Big saw in Monroe a life lesson that good work often takes extended hours.
Seeing that kind of stuff, you know, coming home as a teenager and he's still sitting at his desk at 2-3 in the morning working, I saw that, you know, you don't clock out of a job where you make art for a living, because it doesn't just like stop and start.
Biggs also saw the joys of getting to create for a living.
He genuinely loved what he does, and, you know, as much as he would maybe complain about certain projects or hiccups, he loved it. So I definitely feel like I've adopted that myself. But at the end of the day, to be able to do something this creative and pay your bills is awesome.
For The Range, I'm Torrin Anderson.
Torrin Anderson explores the local art scene every first Friday on Artworks. The exhibition of David Monroe's art is October 12th at Rose Studio in Derby.